come back again.
Come again.
But before that, you might say, when you're talking to the group, you might say,
we enjoy you.
But no, if you invite them back, you'd say, suppose that a few of us were leaving and you'd go to the front door and you might call out, something, come again. Yep.
Bye-bye.
No, you might say, well, I mean, that's true, but you might say, when you're talking to us, you might say, so-and-so, come again. Yeah, come back again.
You all come.
Now, when you say that, you would be talking to how many? You'd be talking to what?
More than one.
More than one person. If their car was out in the road, you might say to them, someone's going to run into
your car.
Asking about people at a party, you'd say, blank had been there. Or if you were asking about something, you might say, there were a group of people at Madeline's, and you might say, blank is up there. Well, what would you say?
A group?
No, you might say, you might ask me if I'd just come back to Madeline's and you wanted to know who was there. You might say, how would you ask?
Who was there?
Have you ever heard people say, who all was there?
Yes.
Would you say that?
Well, very likely I would.
I think that's what I say. Then if you were asking about a speaker's remarks, you might say something blank did he say? If you were asking me, I'd been to church, and I might come in, and you'd say, when in asking me what he said, you might say,
what did the preacher say?
Can you think of another term similar to, like, when you said you used who all, would you say,
what all did he say?
Would you use that?
Well, I don't know.
In speech, do you think you use that just, you know, in conversation? Would you say, what all did he say?
Well, what did he preach on?
But would you ever say, what all did he say?
Well, if I knew there was somebody that would make it to talk about different things, I'd say, what all did he say?
I see. What is, now we're going to talk about something else again. let's see, what is made out of flour and baked in loaves?
Light bread is what we used to call it.
What other kinds of bread are made out of flour?
Biscuits. High crust.
And there's something else that you make, I know that.
Rolled.
And what distinguishes some of these from one from the other?
Well, rolls are made with a yeast that causes them to rise. And biscuits are usually just made with a soda or baking powder.
What other kinds of bread? You might bake, well, you said biscuits, so didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
What is baked in a large pan made of cornmeal?
Corn pones or cornbread.
Have you ever heard them called anything else? Corn pones or cornbread? Those are the two expressions you'd use the most. What other kind of bread and cake might be made out of cornmeal? Anything else?
Well, I have made pancakes out of part cornmeal and part flour. But I don't know whether anybody else has not.
Have you ever, what's a corn dodger? Have you ever heard of corn dodger?
Yes, but I don't know just what corn dodgers are. I've heard people, cornbread being called corn dodgers.
And when you use cornmeal, you either make cornbread or
corn muffins
or something like that. There are two kinds of bread, homemade bread, the kind you buy at the store. And you might say, if you bought out some that you bought at the store, you might say, this is
loaf bread.
What is fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center?
Donut.
Sometimes you make up a batter and cook these, three or four of these on griddle at one time. What would they be?
Pancakes. Yeah, we have called them flapperjack.
Now let's see, we were talking about the batter that you would mix up and put two or three of them on a pan. And what did you say these were?
Pancakes or batter cakes.
And you said you sometimes call them
flapperjacks.
You went to the store to buy two what of flour? How would you buy flour? Two
bags of flour?
Well, or you, how would they weigh it out? 2 pounds. And what would you use to make the bread that is not